Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the talk show worth talking about, Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio, with your co-hosts Kevin Hogan, founder of the Healing Stigma Program, and Scott Fullerton, voice of Left of Straight Radio. From A-list entertainers to hometown heroes, join Kevin and Scott as they interview those on the cutting edge of challenging stigma with insight, humor, and always compassion. Give them your ears and they'll open your mind. For positive talk with positive results, you're listening to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. Now here are your hosts, Scott and Kevin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. I'm your co-host, Scott Fullerton, along with always Kevin Hogan. And speaking of A-list guests, have we got one today, Kevin?
Yeah, this is the day we've been waiting for, huh?
I'm telling you, the fantastic Margaret Cho will be joining us just about 15, 20 minutes here. Going to have a fantastic show today. She has a new album coming out tomorrow. And we're going to talk to her all about that. Plus, she's just been such a great advocate on the homeless and LGBT rights and abuse. It's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, how exciting. And the timing of it, I'm so glad she's taking time to talk to us when she's got this fantastic album coming out tomorrow.
Exactly. So how's your week been, my friend?
Wow. It feels like we just spoke from last week. It's been nonstop, and for I think all really good reasons. I just had a call today with another trauma informed congregations call with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and some of the people on that are just truly amazing. They really are. And at the same time, I've been doing the work with I think maybe we'll be hearing more from Johnny Bowden. So the weight stigma. Report has been going, been accepted really well, and I just think that whole movement with the truth about fat loss is amazing. And so on those two fronts, the Healing Stigma program has been really exciting. But on another front, I'm on a writer's high today, Scott. You know what? You get I don't know from radio if you get the same thing. Maybe after a show, but I'm on a writer's high because I just submitted something that I'm really excited about.
Oh, tell us about it. That's exciting.
Well, I got to keep it a little bit in suspense, I guess. But I submitted an editorial in the run-up to the Lambdas. You know, more and more people have been interested also in my poetry and my Riestrad, the debut collection. Yep. And so one of the groups, one of the publications that reached out was the Gay and Lesbian Review, which is always interesting for me as a bisexual since it doesn't say, you know, the B in the title. I was really, really excited when they reached out and wanted to talk a little bit more about the poetry and all. Well, make a long story short, the editor-in-chief and founder of the Gay and Lesbian Review, Richard Schneider, I think we're going to get him on the show. I think we're going to get him on this show as well. But he invited me to write a guest editorial piece for an upcoming edition of the Gay and Lesbian Review. And I just polished it. You know, you got to look at it, got to drink another cup of coffee. But hit send, and that went off today. And it was well received, I think. And so we're talking about that and when we can get Richard on the show as well. And they're publishing one of my poems in the summer. I think I mentioned it before, in the summer edition when everyone hopefully goes to the beach and tries to figure out what they want to buy and read. So it's really, really exciting. But I won't give it away because obviously I want it to be exciting for them when it comes out. But this is really, I think, both gut-wrenching and maybe a few fist pumps in the air entertaining of an editorial over the past 5 years of my life since the ambush.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. So, yeah, on a writer's high with coffee, maybe I'll be able to keep up with Margaret Cho when she comes on.
We can only hope. That's
How are
for
you?
Sure.
What have you been up to?
I've had
what
a busy week myself. Oh, thanks for asking. I've had a busy week myself, doing lots of things great here on Left of Straight Radio. We have two shows coming down the pike. I'm so excited to talk about. We're just in the planning stages now, but I'm bringing
Scott
Turner.
Can you tell us anything?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about it. We have two shows. Scott Turner Schofield is a fantastic friend of the show. He was the first out trans man ever on daytime television. He had a recurring story arc on The Bold and the Beautiful last year when they had their trans storyline there. So he was the first actor on there. We are going to start a trans activist. It's going to be called Positive Transactions for an hour show every other Wednesday. And then on the every other Wednesday after that, we have another good friend of mine, Liz Rubino. She is a singer and an actress, and she does drama therapy. She has a master's from New York University in drama therapy. And she's going to be actually on this show eventually. But we're going to do a call-in show called Off the Couch, where she's going to let people call in with her and tell them how to work through it through drama therapy. So those two things are really exciting, and those will be coming out in the next 3 to 5 weeks. So it's getting exciting stuff.
My goodness, you are a busy person. And I tell you, those are fantastic shows. I can't wait. And if any of those ever want to have a stigma expert call in, you know my number.
Of course.
I'm serious,
exactly.
Those are great
endeavors. You are on the speed dial. On the speed dial, my friend. Well, as you said earlier, we have our good friend, Dr. Johnny Bowden. We're on the fourth day of this amazing summit. He has a fat loss summit where he has experts from all over the world talking about it. He's a great friend of the show. You have to go to our website, www.healingstigma.com. You want to go through the show section and find Johnny's show and listen to his show to begin with, because it's amazing. But also on the bottom of the website, we put a link where you can listen to this, because he's still having speakers from here all the way through May 2nd, which I believe is Monday. And then at the end of it, he's going to put all of them in compilations together, so you can actually purchase the people you like and kind of get some information. But you know me, I love myself a good fat loss summit. I have plenty to lose here. But so excited to have him, and it's just going to be fun stuff.
You know, it's also exciting. Like I said, I was asked, as this was going forward, and as Johnny and I mean, we've known each other for years here, but I'm actually the Healing Stigma program. I would say the whole program is honored in the sense that I penned a report on weight stigma and damage to identity and how this can affect health overall. Because the thing, and I won't take it away from Johnny, but the thing that's so important about this is, you know, the title is The Truth About Fat Loss Summit. It's not saying you have to lose weight. It's not saying you have to get to a certain size. It's not some secret new, I don't know, cod liver oil diet, you know, whatever the latest horrible thing is that you're supposed to eat. It's not a magic pill thing, you know. And it's also the way Johnny is giving most of this away. I mean, the Healing Stigma report I did is one of the free gifts. And so, I mean, it's this way of making it accessible to people, and there's a whole bunch of different ways you can access it. I think it's kind of like the way you watch a favorite show on Netflix. You know, you can watch one if you like it. You can download the whole thing and binge watch it. But in this sense, or maybe that's not the right thing to say, binge watch for a health summit. But in this sense, that everything on there about the truth of it is so that you can be healthy at your best size, at your healthiest, fittest size, and get this whole idea of stigma and what you're supposed to be out of the way, so you can get to be, you know, the best you. And that's why Johnny's a friend of mine, because everything he does, he puts into practice, comes from the heart and mind.
Well, he is just amazing. We wanted to have him on the show live, but he is so busy with the seminar today. He's coordinating all these seminars.
Hello?
So we talked with him a little bit earlier and recorded. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you, Kevin. Can you hear me? Check with your volume there.
Hello?
But we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of Dr. Johnny Bowden's spot. He called in a little bit earlier today. We're going to go ahead and tell you all about this new program, and we'll be back in just a couple moments on the other side.
Hi, everybody. Kevin and Scott, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience and tell them a little about the Truth About Fat Loss Summit. So I'm Johnny Bowden. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a weight loss expert. And my summit is about fat loss and metabolism and all of that. So you might be asking, well, why is this guy talking about a nutrition seminar on Healing Stigma Radio? Like, what do those two things have to do with each other? So if you'll bear with me for just a minute, I'd actually like to answer that question. So as I said, I'm Johnny Bowden. I'm a nutritionist. I'm actually known as the Nutrition Myth Buster, and also have a master's degree in psychology and a PhD in holistic nutrition. But I'm also a former heroin addict, and I'm also someone who is addicted to alcohol. And I'm also a formerly fat kid with an addictive personality, and I'm also someone who has never felt like he fit in. So when I first started paying attention to my health way back, I don't know, about 30 years ago, I was working as a musician. I was a product of the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era. I was a mess. I was an outsider in every sense of the word. But something in me wanted to get healthier, probably just because I wanted to look better. But I think there was also something in me that maybe was looking for a little bit of a higher purpose for my talents and just getting stoned every night and playing music. So anyway, without going into my whole story, I began to get fit. I began to eat better. I began to train. And ultimately, I did go back to school, and I got a PhD in nutrition. I became board certified, and I wrote a whole bunch of books, 15 of them actually, and here we are today. And my brand, since you guys don't really know me, is the Nutrition Mythbuster, and there's almost nowhere in the field of health where there's more bogus, boneheaded, stupid ideas and destructive myths than in the field of weight loss. And I think having come to this whole field of nutrition kind of essentially as an outsider, I've been particularly skeptical about some of the quote-unquote conventional wisdom about weight loss. I haven't had a lot of faith in the conventional wisdom on all kinds of things, but on weight loss, it's really got a lot of holes in it. Most of it is just absolute nonsense. And I'll tell you something else. Talk about stigma. Weight is one of the biggest sources of stigma around. Fat jokes are the last acceptable prejudice. It's like really okay for late-night comics to make fun of fat people, and that's because our understanding of what makes people overweight is in the dark ages. You know, remember the days when they used to think you were homosexual because you had bad mothering, or schizophrenia was caused by bad parenting, or autism was, you know, we've been in the dark ages about a lot of things. And let me tell you, we're in the dark ages about weight loss right now. We're just beginning to see the light, and everything we've been taught about what it takes to lose weight, to really burn body fat, what gets in the way of that, and why people put it on in the first place has been very disempowering to most people. And it's been very inaccurate. And it's created an awful lot of stigma just there by itself. So here's a hint about what you're going to learn on my Truth About Fat Loss Summit. It's not all about calories. And if you're struggling with weight and you believe in that claptrap about just eat less and get on the treadmill, then you're doing yourself an enormous disservice. You're beating yourself up for something that probably isn't even your fault. But here's the thing. Just because something isn't our fault doesn't mean we can't do something about it. Now, in my Truth About Fat Loss Summit, I basically interviewed at length every expert you can think of in the field of weight management, the psychology of weight loss, metabolism, fat burning, hormones, acid alkaline balance, supplements, the brain, and whatever you can think of that has an effect on well-being, weight, and metabolism. They were interviewed in this summit, and I asked them tough questions. I asked them the questions I think you would want to ask if you were there with me. And what they told me over these 30-plus hours of interview, it's just astonishing. You find out, for example, how toxins can influence weight gain, and you find out what you can do about it. You find out how hormones drive weight gain and fat loss way more than calories. And if the food you're eating is not creating a hormonal environment that favors fat burning, man, you're out of luck. You find out about the unbelievable importance of what researchers are now calling the microbiome, which is the trillions of microbes that actually live in your gut and make it possible to either store every calorie you eat or burn practically everything that comes in. And there are experts I interviewed in this summit who have come back from some horrible personal situations and rebuilt their lives and become gurus. And they've done it with nutrition and lifestyle choices, and they generously share those stories along with the nuts and bolts of what to eat and how to exercise. And surprising, some of the most important information of all, how to relax and de-stress. Now, I actually think that that's another area where my work and the healing stigma work actually really come together. Stress. See, every nutritionist, practically every doctor I interviewed on my summit talks about stress. Stress puts on belly fat. Stress shrinks a section of the brain known as the hippocampus that's involved in memory and thinking. Stress can increase cholesterol all by itself. It can cause insulin resistance, which is at the basis of a whole bunch of metabolic disorders like diabetes. And stigma just might be one of the greatest stressors of all. Look, I'm a nutritionist, but I'm also someone who has come through a lot of crap myself, and I've come out the other side. And I really believe that if you start with the basics, and nutrition is always number one in the basics, you can turn your life around. You can always make it better than it is. That's guaranteed. And sometimes you can make it extraordinary. But it starts with the fuel that you put in your body. When you eat the right stuff, weight loss happens naturally. But even more, your energy changes. When your energy changes, your attitude changes. When your attitude changes, your optimism changes. And when that happens, your whole metabolism gets altered. Because ultimately, you see, everything is related to everything. And it starts with good information. And man, you will get the best information about eating, weight gain, weight loss, diets, metabolism, and so much more if you register for my Truth About Fat Loss Summit right now at healingstigma.com. Go to healingstigma.com and register for the summit. It's absolutely free. Yes, you'll be able to buy it if you want and take it home with you. Yes, but you don't have to. You can listen to every one of the talks for free over the next 7 days. Just sign up at healingstigma.com. They'll send you the daily schedule and a link where you can listen. This is Dr. Johnny Bowden. Thanks so much to the Healing Stigma community for giving us the chance to share this incredible summit with you.
As we said, he is just the most amazing person. Like Kevin said, this isn't about the next great weight loss thing. It's all about, as you said during that intro, it's all about how to look at things that make you fat. It's just incredible, Kevin.
Chad, isn't he amazing?
Oh, just really unbelievable. And the good news, we're going to have him on next week. So this program is going on right now. Like I said, all you need to do to register, go to our website, www.healingstigmaradio.com. Scroll down. You're going to see the registration right there. You can go ahead and register. You'll find out every day all of the speakers going through the Monday, I believe, the 2nd. And then you can pick and choose afterwards. Like you said, like a Netflix favorite queue, you can choose what programs you want. We'll have them offered on our site. You can go to Johnny's site. It's just, I just think it's a great service to our customers because obesity is such a stigma-causing condition, right?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. This has been Johnny's, how can I say this? This has been a driving force in his life that he's bringing together now in this summit instead of putting it in.
We might be having a little bit of issue with your phone, Kevin. You might want to double-check your phone there. But, yeah, it's just an incredible opportunity for all of our listeners. We're so excited to have Johnny. We're going to have him back on. Kevin, try one more time. Are you able to speak? Kevin's having a little issue with his phone today, guys. We're sorry about that. We're going to have him call right back in, and we'll get him back on the phone in time to speak with Margaret here. But we got so many exciting things to talk about with Margaret. Like I said, she has this brand new album coming out. We're going to go ahead and play one of the songs now. This is her anthem dedicated to one of her – she is just such a great advocate of LGBT equality. And one of her songs on the new album is called Ron's Got a DUI. It's almost a tribute to the gay uncles in your life and the people you've lost with AIDS. And it has the fantastic Leslie Jordan in it, who right now is just arriving today in Winnipeg, Canada, I believe, with our good friend Del Shores. They are filming the sequel to Sordid Lives, A Very Sordid Wedding. And, of course, we know that Leslie plays brother boy on that. So he is arriving today. They have a 3-week shoot in Manitoba, Canada coming in. So if you have a chance, please go to Margaret's YouTube page, watch the video on this, but I want you to listen to the song. This is Ron's Got a DUI on Margaret Cho's new album, American Myth.
That's what my
and that is The Amazing Margaret Cho with Ron's Got a DUI, starring the fantastic, I just love Leslie Jordan, and just such a great video. When you have a chance, go to Margaret's YouTube channel and watch that. She's just an amazing singer. I didn't know she was this good of a singer. I mean, she hasn't released an album in 6 years, Kevin, so this is kind of exciting stuff for her. Kevin, we keep having trouble with Kevin's audio. I'm so sorry. Kevin's on the line, but we keep having a little trouble with his audio today. We're going to see if we can get his phone up and running here. It's not usual to keep Kevin quiet this long. Let's go into a little quality news while we're waiting for Margaret and Kevin to come back on here. We've been talking about all of our lovely governments in the South and all the LGBT religious freedom, quote-unquote, laws they've been trying to pass. The most recent we had come down yesterday is really one of the scariest ones of all when you think about it. We have the governor of Tennessee just signed into law a religious freedom bill for the counseling community. These are counselors that are supposed to be there to help other people, and they are now allowed to not, they don't have to see patients based on their religious beliefs. So it's really kind of a whole crazy situation. It's a horrible thing to do. We had all these little religious freedoms going through North Carolina, through Georgia, through Tennessee, and it's just crazy times right now. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. I believe we have Margaret calling in just a second here. We're going to go ahead and play the second song today from her new album being released tomorrow, American Myth. This is I Want to Kill My Rapist. It's just the video is so poignant, and it talks about, well, you can kind of figure it out. We're going to play this. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with the fantastic Margaret Cho. This is Scott on Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. That was one of the second songs off American Myth by Margaret Cho, I Want to Kill My Rapist. Another one, you have to check the video out. It's about the empowerment. It's just a strong video, Kev.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And her explanation of it is really amazing. But, you know, that's one of the things. She hooks you and gets you into it, and, boy, it's this whole album is worth it. It's really worth the ride.
Oh, it's just amazing. Everything she does is just I've been a fan for such a long time, and it's just so great, everything she's done for it. We're going to go ahead and bring her on the line.
Comedy and catharsis at its best. That's what I think it is, comedy and catharsis at its best. Yep.
Exactly. Well, I'm so excited to have her on. We're going to take a quick break and play just a little bit of our good friend Blake MacGyver's This Is Who We Are, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments with the fantastic Margaret Cho.
Pulling past the signpost of this tiny weathered town, the tears welled up so high inside, I thought that I might drown. Everything different, but it all looked the same. And now you're here beside me, and I'm rid of all my shame. I just hope that they will see what has always been in me. How much do I love you? Will they understand? Everything you took for us to get those wedding bands. The road ain't always pretty, and home sometimes seems far, but twists and turns. Small boy, I never thought there'd be that perfect happy ending for anyone like me. I could read the signals, fake smiles and the blessed hearts, and I still hear the whispered words that said I'd never be apart. Now I want them all to see the strength of you and me. How much do I love you? Will they understand? Everything it means for us to have those wedding bands. The road ain't always pretty, and home sometimes
That's our good friend Blake MacGyver with his marriage equality anthem, This Is Who We Are. Well, Kevin and I are so excited. Our guest today has made the causes she supports equally as important as her fantastic works in the realms of film, television, stage, books, and music. Her socially aware brand of comedy has made her both a thought leader as well as a teacher to those with open minds and open hearts. She's recognized for her charitable work in anti-bullying, LGBT rights, homelessness, and so much more. Her new album, American Myth, drops tomorrow, and we're so happy to have a little bit of time today. Please welcome to the show the amazing Margaret Cho. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Well, we thank you for coming in. It just, you know, you're a busy person. You're on stage tonight in a couple hours in Irvine, aren't you?
Yes. But, yeah, well, so it's wonderful to be able to talk to you, so thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. Believe me, first off, thanks so much. You were on my other show, the Left of Straight Entertainment Show. We had such a good time. I'm so glad to have you back now that this album's releasing tomorrow. Your first album in 6 years. It's got to be even more personal because I think you actually composed most of the album as well. Congratulations. Are you excited about all of it?
Thank you. Yes, I am excited. And this is, this is my first work as a composer. I got a lot of help, of course, from the amazing Garrison Starr, who collaborated with me and produced the record and wrote a lot with me. And I'm really grateful to be able to do it. My music is very personal. It's very, for me, it's something that I always do. So it's really nice to share that with everyone.
Congratulations, Margaret. This is Kevin. And I just wanted to say that, first of all, I want to offer you a free signed copy of my poetry book, all right? I'll get you after the show on this because I get the personal side of it. I just got nominated for a Lambda Award, and I got to tell you, when I heard your stuff, I thought it was so brave what you're writing about. I started crying during a couple of the videos and laughing at the same time, and I love when that happens. So all I want to say to you
great.
Is I've been laughing and cheering for you for years, but what I got to say, for those who may not know it, your voice is amazing. So it's not just the lines and everything else, but wow, you are a fantastic, fantastic musical force. How did that feel, putting this whole thing together and seeing it come together?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, as a poet, you know, it's like something that we just do. It's a natural part of our work. And so poems just come, songs just come, and you almost decide whether or not you're going to, you know, put them out. Like it's just a constant part of my life and my social life. So it's very meaningful to be able to do it.
Now it's out tomorrow, right? It's out tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for being on Healing Stigma Radio right now for this, because I think so much of what you do through language is really part of what I'm, you know, after being stigmatized and everything I've been through, I'm just such a huge fan of what you do. So, sorry, Scott, jump in there, man.
It's amazing. I mean, like you said, a lot of these songs, they're almost like anthems. They seem very personal.
Yeah.
Even got your mom and dad to play on one of the songs, didn't you?
Yes, they actually, you know, that's a great song. It's called We So Worry, and it's they did the song. That the track actually originated, we did it at the Magic Hat in New York City, which is where David Bowie recorded Black Star. So parents actually were on the same studio as David Bowie. They're very big stars to me. It's very cool.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yes, it's really exciting.
Hey, I gotta ask you something.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm sorry. Can I just jump in here though? When you first started, and as you go through this, I'm just really curious. Are you now hooked on the music writing thing? Is it something? I mean, for me, I'm so hooked now on writing the poetry that it's part of like my breathing process. You know what I'm saying? Is it something then that, you know, between the comedy, do you wake up and feel which one you're gonna do? What's that like when you decide to start writing the music again? Was it frightening?
Well, it's interesting because you just sort of open the channel. You know, it is kind of scary because it's a different form of expression. But, you know, sometimes you dream songs. Sometimes they just pop out. You don't – I mean, it's just like jokes or anything creative. it exists, and then you follow the thread of it. And I want to see it to the end, so – for me, it's very fulfilling and really exciting.
I love the title, by the way, and I love the story it tells. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, let's talk about a couple of songs. We already played two of the songs. We have Ron Has a DUI, which has the fantastic Leslie Jordan in it, of course, and it just seems like such a fun gay uncle song until you get to the end and you see the AIDS quilt, so powerful in the end. And then we played I Want to Kill My Rapist. So we have our chat room going on, and we have Lynette in there from the Bicast, and that's, she says that is her new theme song. So talk about those two, at least those two songs open to start with.
Well, thank you. Ron's Got a DUI is a real tribute to a generation of men that we lost to AIDS. And it's like a, this thing where there a lot of people that are not around, you know, men that would have been in their 60s and 70s now are not here because their lives were cut short by the disease. So there's very little talk about the AIDS crisis and the impact that it had on the younger generation and how we lost a rung on the ladder. So this song is for them. The panel is a regulation-sized panel, so it will be added to the AIDS quilt eventually. But I'd always wanted to make a panel for all of these different men that I miss, and so this is this song is for them. And I Want to Kill My Rapist is, I think, a tribute to all survivors. And it's for me, the video was really about these kids with great martial arts skills who were representing innocence, defending the innocent. So I'm really, really proud of that song and the video.
Well, I love the story because it's all about taking back your power. You discuss that in it, that it's about being able to pull that power back. You want to kill that part of you that has hurt you in the past. I mean, you had kind of a rough time of it. It started very early, a little bit of abuse for you, and I know you've talked about it a little bit. Kind of touch on that a little bit, and just for fun trivia for the people, everyone knows that I love Drop Dead Diva. We actually have some Drop Dead cameos in the video, so talk a little bit about both of that for us.
Oh, well, this is, I mean, I'm a survivor of abuse, and it started when I was very young, and it was really damaging to me, and I think that you have to go back in and murder that memory and reclaim that part of yourself, and so actually Jackson Hurst plays the rapist, and Jackson is one of my closest friends. He played the romantic lead in Drop Dead Diva. He's Grayson, and he's just a beautiful, beautiful man, and he's such a great actor. And his son is also in the video. That's the little baby, his wife, Stacey Hurst, and she's holding 11-week-old Ryder Hurst, which is the first time that he had actually been out of the house. So it was beautiful to have him and his 11-week-old baby there. I was really proud.
That's cool.
Now, what's the hardest from a stigma standpoint? Talking about, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of cathartic, but how did the stigma affect you of it? Did you feel like, because I think you had trouble even with your own parents believing it at first. How did that kind of affect you, and how did you get past the stigma of it to be able to talk about it?
Well, I have been talking about it pretty much since it happened because it was such a quite curious and weird feeling to have to sort of express, and I was always very expressive about stuff like that. And so my family always wants to silence anything like that. And for me, it's important to talk about because I think that predators exist in the silence and in the shadows. And when we can talk about our experiences, we can maybe possibly make this kind of abuse extinct. And that's my hope. And also to, you know, heal survivors and protect the innocent.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Hey, Margaret, I also got to say, though, at the end of the video, that is one of the best dances from your after you get up off the couch. So I encourage our listeners, when they go and watch this video, to watch the whole video because I absolutely love the end of that video. I just have to say, because the videos are fantastic storytelling as well as the songs, obviously. So really well done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love Selene Luna. She's a character that you'll see actually throughout all of the videos that are released. We have another one coming out for Come With Me. We have Beautiful Los Angeles coming out. So there's quite a few videos that will be featuring that particular character of hers. She's in the Anna Nicole video as both herself and the Dr. Newman character. We call him Dr. Newman, and she's a lot of fun.
That's brilliant. Brilliant job.
And one of the things I thought was fantastic is you're actually put this up for pre-sale. It actually drops tomorrow, but you put it up where it's kind of a buy-your-own price type deal. You're letting everyone kind of pick their own price. Yeah, that's a phenomenal way to treat your audience with respect. How did that come about?
Well, I just want to share the music with everyone, and it's, you know, about to, you know, sort of like expand the idea of what art is and what we should pay for art, and you know, it's what it means to everyone. So I'm just grateful to be able to put it out.
That's so sweet. That's wonderful. For your fans especially, that's wonderful. Really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's go into another stigmatizing topic. You've been such an advocate of homelessness. We know that Robin Williams was a huge idol of yours, and that was a strong cause on him. But you started way back, you've been through that for a long time. In 2014, you were actually doing mini concerts on the street kind of to help raise that awareness and getting some of your celebrity friends to kind of get behind it and help it. How did that kind of crystallize for you?
Well, for me, it was a way to grieve Robin and to allow his philanthropic life to be celebrated. And all the people that were involved in, it was called Be Robin, the project was all his friends and people that were really close to him in life. And we wanted to go back out on the street and do what he really loved, which was take care of homeless people. And we fed people, and we got them money and clothes, but also we gave them a big show, you know, that homeless people rarely get entertainment, and so we were able to just go out and do that for them. And
wonderful.
In San Francisco, it's a really big problem, so I'm grateful that we got to help a little. I just did another one in Atlanta. It's something that I do from time to time, but it's a continual effort. It's not really an organized charity. It's just kind of, you know, we do it all through social media, but it's really beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful because I was born in the mid-60s in Boston, okay? So, but I read about what it was like in San Francisco at that time as well for you. And I think it's so amazing that you've taken this, you know, throughout your whole life, what you do for people that are, you know, as you said, don't get entertainment. It's one thing to get maybe food, a little warm meal every now and then, but to go out of the way to give someone that feeling of respect and treat it as a human being is so important in what we do. Well done.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I really love doing it, and for me it's very fulfilling. And it's a way to remember Robin, which was, you know, he was so great and did so much for the homeless, and now with him gone, it's a good way to address just the absence of him and the loss of him.
Well,
right, and there's so many, the percentage of LGBT homeless is just so high. And I think I told you in the last show, I would love to see you and your comedic friends start Comic Relief again. I think you would be the perfect person to carry that mantle. I think Robin would be so proud of you because that was such a great effort at the time. And unfortunately, homelessness has not gone away, and it's become even more prevalent in some of our bigger cities.
Yes, I would love to do that. I mean, I think that it's a cause that has really, really been important to me, but also because of the fact that there's so many LGBTQ homeless kids that it really affects children. Like, people get kicked out of their homes at a very young age, and it's so hard. And I feel like that's the community that really needs the older part of the LGBTQ community to be there for them. So this is a way to parent people who don't have families.
Right. Can I also jump in there? Can I also jump in there? As Scott knows, I'll raise the purple flag. And for the bisexual youth and for the bisexual community, those statistics oftentimes are sometimes double what the lesbian and gay identified youth suffer when it comes to the stigma of it and how quickly they're shunned from their families, cast out onto the street, and then are vulnerable of so many other things that come along with that, the victimization that goes hand in hand. So well thought of what you're doing. Yes. Yes, but we can fight it. We can change it. We can change it with people like this. This is why this show is going on. And I bet, because here's the thing, I'll bet Margaret wouldn't just talk to me on the phone right now, but because of Healing Stigma and because of her wonderful, wonderful talent with this record coming out, I want our listeners to think about it. You can change the world for the better, starting right out, you know, in front of your house by doing that next thing, getting involved in the community. And again, I think it can be done. I don't mean to sound too much like getting on the soapbox here, but I just need to point that out when people sometimes are bombarded by what I find today to be really divisive, language, be it political commercials or whatever it is going on. Sometimes the positive talk gets lost.
Yes, you're right. But it is, you can change everything, and that's really important to remember. So thank you.
I felt it when I watched Robin. I did. When I first saw Robin Williams, I felt that same feeling that I could change the world. So that's why I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really was that for so many people. And it's really special to be able to do a project like Be Robin. So thank you.
Yeah, you got it, lady. You got it.
Well, let's turn it around. We don't have much time left because I know you have such a busy day today, but let's have a little fun. Today is National Superhero Day, Margaret. Who is your favorite superhero? What would you like your superpowers to be?
Oh, gosh. I'm kind of old school. Like, I love Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman is such a great... Just
because
she came from this sort of lesbian island where they would do these Olympic challenges, and it was about this physical fitness thing, and then she was the winner, and then sort of was represented to put out in the world. She had the invisible plane and the gold lasso and everything. I think she's my favorite.
I love that. What would you like your superpower to be?
I don't know. I think maybe probably flying would be the most practical. And you could just sort of go anywhere, and you wouldn't have to be stuck. You wouldn't need to be in traffic or anything. You could just the invisible plane. I like too, but it's kind of. Any sort of ability to fly, really, that sort of under that.
Too much fun. And now tell everyone where they can get your album. It's available on your website. Is it going to be released anywhere else? They could get it on iTunes and Amazon, I'm sure.
Yes, but people can go to margaretshow.com and they can get it digitally. There's also some CDs available, but it'll be out everywhere. But margaretshow.com is where to find out about everything that I'm doing. And also, I'm very active on Twitter at margaretshow, so that's where I'm usually at if I'm on social media.
Super. Now, are you still working on Highlander? Is that still coming about?
Oh, Highland, yes. I'm still working on that. It's a project that I have in development, and it's a TV show about an Asian-American family who are getting very, very wealthy in the medical marijuana industry.
That is just too funny. That is such a prevalent thing anymore that it's just – I'm in from Northeast Ohio here, and we have that – been in the news, all over the news. We had a family – four different families that were recently found dead, and now they're saying it on pot or something. But I love that there's the comedic side of it as well, because it's becoming just the next thing after gay marriage, I think, is legalized pot across the nation.
I think so. I think that people are seeing the medical benefits of it, and there's a less of a stigma around that. So I think it's really great, but I love that I get to do a show about it. So it's a fun world.
And that's going to be hopefully on Amazon or Netflix or?
Yes, Amazon. Pretty soon. We're working on the pilot right now, and so it'll be out soon.
Fantastic. Well, you have a lot of – you're still doing your comedy all the time. Like we said, tonight through Saturday, you're going to be in Irvine at the Improv. You're going to be on May 5th, 6th, and 7th at Zany's in Nashville. Now, what I'm excited about is you're going to be in my neck of the woods. You're an hour away. You're going to the Pittsburgh Improv on May 12th, 13th, and 14th. So I'm already going to get my tickets, and I'm going to have to say hi in person.
Oh, please do. I would love that. That would be amazing.
If you like Italian food, you're going to be three doors down from one of the best Italian restaurants in the state of Ohio or Pennsylvania called Bravo's. So save your Italian dinner before you go. It's three doors down from the Improv, and it's a fantastic Italian restaurant.
Oh, I love it. I'll be there.
Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on.
If you ever get up to Boston, I'll absolutely take you to places that you've probably already seen before, except we'll get a worse seating if you're with me. But I promise I'll do whatever I can to show you the place.
Okay, perfect. We got a date.
All right,
thank you.
Margaret, thank you so much for coming on. We know you have so many places you're going to doing today. Thank you. I hope everyone goes. American Myth is the album. It comes out officially tomorrow. 13 fantastic songs. You can find it on her website, I'm sure on Amazon and iTunes. Margaret, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Have a great evening.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was the amazing Margaret Cho. So excited to have her on.
Wow.
She's just
that
a powerhouse.
So yeah, she really is. She really is. But like I said, wasn't it great? I mean, I was so blown away by the music. So I think maybe a lot of our listeners will be as well. But what a great way to have it, you know, introduced here, because it really is a huge story. The videos that go along with it, I'm really touched. I really am.
Exactly. And it just shows so much of her activism and her truth. And like I said, you can buy this for a minimum of a dollar. If you go to her website, margaretcho.com,
yes,
by today, before it comes out, you can get a digital download for whatever you want to pay, starting at a dollar, because she's that committed to her fans. I think these songs,
yes,
have a lot of resonance for a lot of her fans, and I think it's just going to be a fantastic experience for everyone that takes a chance to download it. So I hope you'll go to margaretcho.com and check that out. So tell me about your superhero, Kevin. What superhero was your favorite growing up, and what would you like your superpower to be?
Well, I can change today. Normally, I think I said before probably I was going to be Peter Parker, you know, because I could figure out growing up that maybe in the weirdness that I grew up getting bit by a spider, I may wind up with some extra superpowers. But, you know, I didn't have a rich family. I wasn't going to inherit anything, so I couldn't be Bruce Wayne, you know. But today, if she's going to be Wonder Woman, I'll be Aquaman. You know, I was born a Cancer, so I'm always in the water all the time. So I'll be Aquaman and go along flying with Margaret. Why not?
Well, that is awesome. I love that.
Didn't she always pick up Aquaman in the Invisible Plane? I think that was. They used
she
to
did.
Go
I think you're
time.
Right.
Yeah.
At least on the Super Friends cartoon show she did.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I already told her both my mother and my wife kind of have a crush on her in different ways. You know, my mother's 90 and loves jokes, lives for, you know, the most body jokes. It's amazing. And my wife loves Margaret both for her work as well as her tattoos. So she's always been a huge hit in our house.
Well, I'm so excited. She's going to be an hour away, an hour's drive away next month, and then you better believe that I'm going to be there front row center at the Improv
cool.
in Pittsburgh. That's going to be
exciting.
Well,
you know, if you're going to do that, here's something better. I'll probably mail you an extra copy of my book and have you bring it to her that way, because the thing we didn't get a chance to say this, but I'll tell our listeners, one of the really funny things she talks about is what her original, what her name in Korean means and some other things you can look up. But I have a poem even in there, a kind of a semi-comic, semi-tragic poem about a North Korean notebook man, as they call them, the people who have to write down everything that, you know, the supreme leader says all the time. But anyway, her name is really interesting from a Korean standpoint, and she uses it in her comedy. So maybe I'll just send it to you and have you bring it to her as a way of saying thanks for being on the show. We'll keep it personal in the family.
Oh, definitely. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We
but
are going to keep
to Boston,
it.
But we'll get her. We'll get her up to Boston, I hope. Hope soon.
Oh, definitely. Well, I think for the first time we're actually going to come in at an hour today, Kev. Who would have thought, huh?
Well, I tell you, comedy, when it's done right, you don't need a lot of words. You just need the right ones at the right time. But that
exactly.
was fun. And I think I used every phone in the house, but I'm still on for the show. So I'm so sorry to our listeners if I dropped in the middle of a sentence. I wasn't trying to leave Scott, you know, in the middle there. But well done, Scott. As always, you are an incredible, incredible performer that brings this show off without a hitch every week. It's wonderful.
Well, my hat's off to you for all that you do. You're so busy during the day, and I just appreciate it. And if we need to get dental floss and a couple of tin cans, we'll do whatever we have to do, right?
For our listeners, for the program, and for our guests, we absolutely will. And that was a real pleasure. And, God, she was going on, what, in a couple of hours. So, yeah, that's what we do. We got to make sure the show must go on, right, my friend?
Exactly. Well, we're going to go ahead and leave you in just a couple moments here. I do hope everyone will go to the website. Again, that's www.healingstigmaradio.com. Check out Dr. Johnny Bowden's interview. All of our previous interviews are there and links to their website. Margaret will be up there tomorrow. Go down, scroll down, check on – there's still 5 days left of fantastic seminars with Dr. Johnny Bowden. Please check that out. Follow us on Twitter at Heal Stigma Radio, and we will look forward to you in the next couple of weeks. Again, next week we're going to have Dr. Johnny Bowden on May. I can't believe it's May next month already. Can you believe that? I can't believe it's May.
I know.
We have May 5th, Dr. Johnny Bowden. On the 12th, we have Ryan Skinner, who's really just turned his life around and through the stigma of drug abuse, and we're really looking forward to have him on. And then on the 19th, we have a special treat. Ladies from the Same Sex Dialogue will be on, and they have connection to the Tennessee thing that we talked about earlier, right?
Yeah, they're from Knoxville. That's where their show's out of. And they absolutely have a – I'm sure will have an opinion that our listeners will find informed. And also usually, those ladies can say it with style and humor. So they won't hold back. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I am too. This is Scott Fullerton signing off for Kevin Hoger. We're going to leave you today with another Margaret Cho track from her new album dropping tomorrow, America Myth. This is her kind of anthem and nod to the fantastic Anna Nicole, who was a friend of Margaret's. And this is Anna Nicole. We will see you next week on Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio.